The issue at hand, Hillary Clinton's role in crafting the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is the largest regional trade deal in history, brokered while Hillary Clinton led the State Department. Clinton's role, or lack thereof, in the behind-the-scenes formation of this trade deal has been of real interest. Almost a year ago, last July, the senior editor for investigations at the International Business Times, David Sirota, filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the State Department for then-Secretary Clinton's correspondence related to the Pacific trade deal. And today, Sirota announced that the State Department has told him that his request will not be completed until the end of November, after the presidential election. Now, the average Freedom of Information Act request made of the State Department takes 111 days to process. Sirota says this one, according to his calculation, will take 489 days. The Department Inspector General in January noted that the State Department is particularly weak among Obama administration agencies when it comes to fulfilling the obligations of this law. The IG said that responses to these requests are deficient, that there aren't enough personnel at the State Department to carry out all the requests, and that State Department leaders have not played a meaningful role in making any improvements. And at a certain point, one begins to wonder if these weaknesses are deliberate and that these efforts to conceal information do not conceal a certain disdain for the public and your right to know.